Today is April the 23rd. Today, we see that this is serious. Today, as you read through the Bible in a year, please read 1 Samuel 21 to 23. Here in chapter 21, David is now fleeing from Saul. He stops by the temple. He asks if they have any food. They have just changed out the showbread, the bread of the presence, that sits in the temple for a week. Then new unleavened bread is laid out. Well, the priest had a number of loaves of bread. It's not a huge amount of food, but he gives it to David. David and his men eat. This shows us that David at this point had a relatively small following, maybe 20, 25 people. David asks for any weapons that they have. The priest says, well, we have Goliath's sword. And David says, hey, I'll take it. He moves on to King Achish of Gath. Achish is dubious at first, but David actually pretends to be crazy. He drools, he scratches on the wall, and King Achish says, well, you know, he's nuts, so he can't be too much of a problem for us. And he lets David stay with him. Now, chapter 22, David is in hiding. Saul is now seriously pursuing David. He finds out what Ahimelech, the priest, had done for David, giving him the sword of Goliath, giving him showbread to sustain his men so that they could continue on their journey. Saul kills the priest. This shows us two things. This shows us, first of all, that Saul has now lost all fear of God. He doesn't think twice about killing the priests simply because he believes that they've helped David. Second thing we see is this is really serious. Saul is now not only killing David, but killing publicly anyone who would support David. David defends Keilah in 23:13. That's a city of Judah. And when he goes up to defend them, he takes 600 men. Now that little group, while he's been with Achish, has grown from 25 to 600. Apparently, people who were discontent with Saul, hearing about David, would go and talk to David, join his personal army. Saul pursues David, but look at what Scripture says in Saul chapter 23, verse 27. As Saul was pursuing David and his men, the message reached Saul that the Philistines were raiding Israel again. So Saul gives up the pursuit of David, and he goes to attack the Philistines. Saul is caught between his desire to kill David, pursue, hunt, and destroy, and his desire to protect Israel from the Philistines. So constantly in the next few chapters, he jumps back and forth between those two things. Enjoy today as you read 1 Samuel 21 to 23.
David went to the city of Nob to see Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech trembled when he saw him. "Why are you alone?" he asked. "Why is no one with you?" "The king has sent me on a private matter," David said. "He told me not to tell anyone why I am here. I have told many men where to meet me later. Now, what is there to eat? Give me 5 loaves of bread or anything else you have." "We don't have any regular bread," the priest replied, But there is the holy bread, which you can have if your young men have not slept with any women recently. Don't worry, David replied. I never allow my men to be with women when they are on a campaign. And since they stay clean, even on ordinary trips, how much more on this one? Since there was no other food available, the priest gave him the holy bread, the bread of the presence that was placed before the Lord in the tabernacle. It had just been replaced that day with fresh bread. Now Doeg the Edomite, Saul's chief herdsman, was there that day, having been detained before the Lord. David asked Ahimelech, "Do you have a spear or a sword?" "The king's business was so urgent that I didn't even have time to grab a weapon. I only have the sword of Goliath, the Philistine whom you killed in the valley of Elah," the priest replied. "It is wrapped in cloth and behind the ephod. Take that if you want, for there is nothing else here." "There is nothing like it," David replied. "Give it to me." So David escaped from Saul and went to King Achish of Gath. But the officers of Achish were unhappy about his being there. "Isn't this David the king of the land?" they asked. "Isn't he the one the people honor with dances and singing? Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s. David heard these comments and was very afraid of what King Achish of Gath might do to him. So he pretended to be insane, scratching on doors and drooling down his beard. Finally, King Achish said to his men, "Must you bring me a madman? We already have enough of them around here. Why should I let someone like this be my guest?" So David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Soon his brothers and all his other relatives joined him there. Then others began coming, men who were in trouble or just in debt or who were just discontented, until David was the captain of 400 men. Later, David went to Mizpah in Moab, where he asked the king, "Please allow my father and mother to live here with you until I know what God is going to do for me." So David's parents stayed in Moab with the king during the entire time David was living in his stronghold. One day the prophet of Gad told David, "Leave the stronghold and return to the land of Judah." So David went to the forest of Hereth. The news of his arrival in Judah soon reached Saul. At the time, the king was sitting beneath the tamarisk tree on the hill of Gibeah, holding his spear and surrounded by his officers. "Listen here, you men of Benjamin," Saul shouted to his officers when he heard the news. "Has that son of Jesse promised every one of you fields and vineyards? Has he promised to make you all generals and captains in his army? Is that why you have conspired against me? For not one of you told me that my own son made a solemn pact with the son of Jesse. You're not even sorry for me. Think of it. My own son, encouraging him to kill me, as he is trying to do this very day." Then Doeg the Edomite, who was standing there with Saul's men, spoke up. "When I was at Nob," he said, "I saw the son of Jesse talking to the priest Ahimelech, son of Ahitub. Ahimelech consulted the Lord for him, then he gave him food and the sword of Goliath the Philistine." King Saul immediately sent for Ahimelech and all his family, who served as priests at Nob. When they arrived, Saul shouted at him, "Listen to me, you son of Ahitub." "What is it, my king?" Ahimelech asked. "Why have you and the son of Jesse conspired against me?" Saul demanded. "Why did you give him food and a sword? Why have you consulted God for him? Why have you encouraged him to kill me, as he is trying to do this very day?" "But, sir," Ahimelech replied, "is anyone among all your servants as faithful as David, your son-in-law? Why is he the captain of your bodyguard and highly honored member of your household? This is certainly not the first time I had consulted God for him. May the king not accuse me and my family in this matter, for I knew nothing at all of any plot against you. You will surely die, Ahimelech, along with your entire family," the king shouted. And he ordered his bodyguards, "Kill the priest of the Lord, for they are allies and conspirators with David. They knew he was running away from me, but they didn't tell me." But Saul's men refused to kill the Lord's priests. And then the king said to Doeg, "You do it." So Doeg the Edomite turned on them and killed them that day, 85 priests in all, still wearing their priestly garments. Then he went to Nob, the town of the priest, and killed the priest's families, men, women, children, and babies. and all the cattle, donkey, sheep, and goats. Only Abiathar, one of the sons of Ahimelech, escaped and fled to David. When he told David that Saul had killed the priest of the Lord, David exclaimed, "I knew it. When I saw Doeg the Edomite there that day, I knew he was sure to tell Saul. Now I have caused the death of all your father's family. Stay here with me and don't be afraid. I will protect you with my own life, for the same person wants to kill both of us." One day the news came to David that the Philistines were at Keilah, stealing grain from the threshing floors. David asked the Lord, "Should I go and attack them?" "Yes, go and save Keilah," the Lord told him. But David's men said, "We're afraid, even here in Judah. We certainly don't want to go to Keilah to fight the whole Philistine army." So David asked the Lord again, and again the Lord replied, "Go down to Keilah, for I will help you conquer the Philistines." So David and his men went to Keilah. They slaughtered the Philistines and took all their livestock and rescued the people of Keilah. Now when Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah, he brought the ephod with him. Saul soon learned that David was at Keilah. "Good," he exclaimed, "we've got him now. God has handed him over to me, for he has trapped himself in a walled town." So Saul mobilized his entire army and marched on Keilah and besieged David and his men. But David learned of Saul's plan and told Abiathar the priest to bring the ephod and ask the Lord what he should do. Then David prayed, "O Lord, God of Israel, I have heard that Saul is planning to come and destroy Keilah because I am here. Will the leaders of Keilah betray me with him, and will Saul actually come as I have heard? O Lord, God of Israel, please tell me." And the Lord said, "He will come." Again David asked, "Will the leaders of Keilah betray me and my men to Saul?" And the Lord replied, "Yes, they will betray you." So David and his men, about 600 of them now, left Keilah and began roaming the countryside. Word soon reached Saul that David had escaped, so he didn't go to Keilah after all. David now stayed in the strongholds of the wilderness and in the hill country of Ziph. Saul hunted him day after day, but God didn't let Saul find him. One day near Horish, David received news that Saul was on his way to Ziph to search for him and kill him. Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. "Don't be afraid," Jonathan reassured him. "My father will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father, Saul, is well aware." So the two of them renewed their solemn pact before the Lord. Then Jonathan returned home while David stayed at Horish. But now the men of Ziph went to Saul in Gibeah and betrayed David to him. "We know where David is hiding," they said. "He is in the strongholds of Horish on the hill of Hakilah, which is in the southern part of Deshimon. Come down whenever you are ready, O king, and we will catch him and hand him over to you." "The Lord bless you," Saul said. "At last, someone is concerned about me. Go and check again to be sure of where he is staying and who has seen them there. For I know he is very crafty. Discover his hiding places and come back when you are sure. Then I'll go with you. And if he is still in the area at all, I'll track him down, even if I have to search every hiding place in Judah." So the men of Ziph returned home ahead of Saul. Meanwhile, David and his men moved into the wilderness of Maon in the Arabah Valley, south of Jeshimon. When David heard that Saul and his men were searching for him, he went even further into the wilderness to the great rock, and he remained there in the wilderness of Maon. But Saul kept after him in the wilderness. Saul and David were now on opposite sides of the mountain. Just as Saul and his men began to close in on David and his men, an urgent message reached Saul that the Philistines were raiding Israel again. So Saul quit his chasing David and returned to fight the Philistines. Ever since that time, the place where David was camped has been called the Rock of Escape. David then went to live in the strongholds of En-Gedi.
Scripture reading from the New Living Translation by Emily Herrera. Let's Find Out Together has a companion podcast, Salty Saints. Zach Kelly and I discuss apologetics, theology, and scripture. Look for Salty Saints on your favorite podcast app. Tomorrow, we'll see that David spares Saul.